It felt emotional. I'm still trying to absorb it fully because I believe that moment will go down in the history books, and it'll be inspiring for so many young women, little girls, and women from my age. So it's been a long struggle to get there. We still have another mile to go to get to the presidency, but I think it's a huge accomplishment and a huge boost for women all over this country.
And of course, I have to ask about Bernie Sanders as well, because his challenge to Secretary Clinton has been more than just a little formidable. He's run an amazing campaign. He's motivated thousands, if not millions, of people in the process. And you actually have some experience with this, because Senator Sanders actually challenged you back in the 1980s when you were running for re-election as governor. What was it like back then trying to convince Vermont voters that you were still the right person for the job? And do you see any parallels with the challenge that he's made to Secretary Clinton?
Well, you know, it is a very different time. That was a three-way race. I had a Republican opponent, and Bernie then was not a Democrat. He was an independent. But I don't want to dwell in the past. I do give Bernie credit for running an extraordinary campaign, and especially bringing in a whole huge contingent of young people, really highlighting the issues that have been the issues that he's thrived on all these years, income inequality and greater fairness and greater justice. So I think his message has really reverberated and, quite frankly, strengthened Hillary's message as well.
Well, this could change at the time that we're talking, and who knows, in the next 24-hour news cycle it could change. But so far, Bernie Sanders has said he will keep fighting at least until the Washington, D.C. primary voting is done. Where do you come down on the argument of, you know, Bernie should step aside now and get behind Hillary as fast as he can, unite the party, or those who say, you know what, he's earned the right to fight right through the convention?
I think, you know, I'm somewhere in between that. I think he will come around, because it will become increasingly clear that if we don't hold hands together as we go forward to confront Trump, we're endangering not only the Democratic Party, but what this country stands for. And I understand they need a breather. You know, as Hillary said last night, she knows what it feels like to lose an election, a primary election. And she came across, you know, I remember at the beginning, there were some Hillary people who said, oh, they can never support Obama. But they did. And I was a Hillary supporter then, too. And I think it took me one day to say I'm going to campaign for Obama, and I'm awfully glad I did. So I think, you know, this is such an exhausting experience. You give it every cell of your body that you need to cool off and face reality. And I think that's the process that's going on now.
Governor, you mentioned that Bernie Sanders has brought in so many young people who are suddenly galvanized by politics in a way that they may not have been had he not been running for president. I wonder if you feel, because this has been kind of an Achilles heel for Hillary Clinton so far, she's not had a great appeal so far with young voters. Do you think the onus is on her to better appeal to those millennials, or for Bernie Sanders to use his considerable influence with them to rally them behind Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think Bernie is key, and Hillary has spoken about college loan debts and issues and income inequality, which obviously affects young people as much as anybody else. So I think she will make a very clear effort to bring them to her side. But I think he also has to take the lead, because they look to him now for advice, for help, for focus. Where should they turn? So I think he's capable of doing that. And I think deep down he recognizes that the real threat to this country is Donald Trump. And, you know, just the recent events of castigating a judge is horrifying, even to Republicans who have said, no, no, you can't do that, Donald. So I think it's going to be a difficult few months for all of us, because Trump knows no boundaries. And I think it's hopefully going to be more civil on all sides so that the American people aren't just subjected to a five-month food fight.
Well, if you had Hillary Clinton's ear, how would you advise her to handle the slings and arrows from Donald Trump that she knows, that everyone knows, will be coming over the next 5 months?
I think to stay cool, not to just, you know, let it pass by to respond, but not get on his level, because he goes down and dirty. And I think she will remain presidential. And I think she has the knowledge and the experience. She's run tough campaigns. And as she said, her mother taught her how to deal with a bully. And that's what she will do. She will deal with a bully, Donald Trump.
And finally, Governor, how would you describe the significance, if Hillary Clinton did become president, of finally having a female U.S. president for the first time in some 240 years?
Well, I think it will be somewhat different and somewhat the same. But I think because of her experience as a woman and her lifelong experience of advocating for women's rights and opportunities, there'll be some difference. She'll create more emphasis, for example, on affordable child care, on equal pay for equal work, paid family and medical leave, because she knows those are the policies that really enable women to be both good parents and good wage earners. And because she's been there all her life, this will not be only a footnote to her agenda, but it'll be very high on her agenda.
Former Governor of Vermont, Madeleine Kuhnen, thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.